think this. Good, thank you. Does anyone need any more time? Can I have everyone's attention? Can I have everyone's attention? Does anyone need more time? Yes. Can I see a raise of hands who need more time? Okay. We only have a few minutes left. Can I see a raise of hands who would like to, or just come on up if you would like to do the acid test for your abstinence. Come on up. Come on up. One. Two. Just line up right here. Just give me five people right here. Right here, right here, right here, right here. I'll take as many as I can. Okay. And get in order. Okay, let's go ahead and here. Go, line starts that way. I'm going to take you first. Okay, so read me your abstinence. Okay.
Three meals a day, up to two snacks with life in between.
Okay, how long have you been in program? Okay. Have you ever had an abstinence before?
Yes.
How long have you been abstinent ever?
3 months.
Okay. For 2.5 years. So your abstinence is?
Three meals a day, up to two snacks with life in between.
Okay. Does that sound sane to you? Does it sound like she can go through the worst thing that she could ever have happen? Okay. Does anybody see any little thing like, that could create a little problem? Excellent. Okay, so dial in the two snacks. Because for me, if I said two snacks, it could turn into meals 4 and 5, right? Okay, so let's come into snacks. Now here's some ideas of snacks. Here's ideas of snacks. Some people like a snack that's contained. Would be like a yogurt that you peel the thing off, like 100 calorie snacks, a thing of like a string cheese, like that, a thing that you can throw in your purse, you can get it here, it's a very, very easy, like an orange, you could peel it, you know, like 100 calorie thing. Some people like 200 calorie things, some people like whatever like that. So what would be some good ideas for snacks? Any ideas for snacks out there? Okay, so see, to me, it has to be contained with an amount, because if you say to me, carrots and dip, well, you know what, on a bad day, okay?
Six carrots and a tablespoon of hummus.
Six carrots, a tablespoon of hummus, excellent, okay? Excellent, 100 bag calorie popcorn. Okay. Now, if you can do that like a lady, my hat's off to you. Do you think I can do that? Okay. Guess what? That girl, Colleen, who's doing body image, check this out. My sponsee, right? Old sponsee. She counts out 10 pretzels, puts it in a baggie, and eats it. So I go, wow, that's really cool. I'd really love to be able to do that. So I count out 10 pretzels, right? And I, because it's legal, I can eat that, right? So I eat the 10 pretzels. Guess what I do? Go back, do 10 more. Then what did I do?
10 more.
I was like, oh, sure, forget it. You can't do this. Okay, so see the dignity of Joyce? Just because she can do it doesn't mean I can do it. But what if I said, no, Colleen, you can't do that because I can't do it. Wouldn't that be wrong? Don't you think that she enjoys her pretzels? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice she gets to have that? She didn't exchange one prison for another. Wouldn't it be wrong for me to dictate that to her? So I'd really work on the snacks. So good job. All right.
Is that going to food plan?
No, that would be because you want to make it. You don't want to have your abstinence nebulous. So you'd say that your snacks are either going to be like 100 calorie, 200 calorie, or whatever. It's a gate,
okay.
a boundary, a gate. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's not open-ended.
Okay.
Because on a bad day, It's right, because I mean, does anybody know anybody in program that they've eaten so many carrots their hands turned orange? Because remember, we're not addicted to food; we're addicted to. Okay.
Barbara, spell reader.
Hey.
My absence began October 8, 1995.
Woohoo!
And it started with no dessert foods, and then there was a battle about flour with God. And then there were no flour foods. And then it continued, and there's no sodas, and no artificial sweeteners, and no sugar-free fatty foods. So today, because I'm plateaued and seeking to move from there, I'm looking at moderation defined as knowing my last bite before I take my first bite. And no food between meals.
Okay, let's really get this on tape. Say what you just said about the last bite. Knowing my
last bite before I take my first bite at each meal.
Okay. Let's say it one more time so people need to really hear this.
Moderation for me is knowing my last bite before I take my first bite.
It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. She stole nothing. She's carrying the message.
You're sweet. That's a great way to say it.
Okay. She carried the message to many, many people here today by sharing that on recording. Okay, so what's your abstinence now?
Everything that I've just said, including that, plus knowing what my last bite is. This is what I'm going want to incorporate, knowing what my last bite is.
Okay, say...
2 meals a day, one fruit snack.
Read it really clean, really black and white. Yeah.
Okay. No dessert foods, no flour-based foods, no sugar-free, fat-free foods, no more sodas, no artificial sweeteners, moving to moderation, knowing my last bite before I take my first.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
I've done everything except the moderation since it just started with no dessert food on October 8th, 1995, and then a year and a half later it moved to include no flour food.
So you've been doing this perfectly since 1995.
Yeah.
And you're adding what today?
Moderation, knowing my last bite before my first bite, and I'm going to...
Okay, I would put moderation on the food plan, okay, because God forbid she eat a little bit more. She doesn't want to cash in her chips, right? Okay, so, and the reason is, thank you very much. Okay, and the reason for that is, I choose weight gaining meals, weight maintaining meals, and weight losing meals. Enough to look like this. Okay, so I know that Sunday when I leave here, I'm having a weight gaining meal. Okay, I know that I'm going to go to dinner or lunch or wherever before our flight is, and I know that I'm going to have a cocktail and whatever the thing is, and I'm going to have a weight-gaining meal. And do you think I'm going to be guilty about it?
No.
It's totally planned. I feel really fabulous about it. Okay, so it's like, that's like, I don't want to, like, the moderation, if that was my absence, like, go guy, yuck, right? Okay, and so it's like when I go to... Thanksgiving, I totally plan to have the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the blah, blah, blah. That's not a moderate meal, but I've planned that, okay? And so when I go and have steak and lobster and you dip all that in the butter and then I get that pimple right there, I go, that's my lobster pimple, you know? It's like, who cares? I planned that. That's, you know what I mean? It's just like, if I choose to go out and blow 10 grand on that trip or that money on that, it's like, why should I feel guilty about it? I earned it. I have the right to spend it. I earned the right to go go spend those calories, right? So what's wrong with that, right? I fill up the gas tank. I have the right to spend down that gas. I also have the responsibility to put the gas back in the car, right? If I have the responsibility to take the trash out, it's my responsibility to fill it up. I have the responsibility to take it back down, right? Like, what's the big deal? Okay? Time.
I'm Jessica. My abstinence started today, right now.
Yay.
Okay, so mine is 3 meals a day, up to two snacks, up to 5 points each, because I do Weight Watchers, and no eating after dinner.
Okay. Now tell me one more time.
3 meals a day, up to two snacks. The snacks could be up to 5 points each, and no eating after dinner.
Okay. So you have 3 meals a day, up to two snacks. So she can have the snacks if she needs it. She doesn't have to have the snacks. So it's there. It's like, ah, I need a snack. That's really cool. Okay. Let's say that points becomes illegal. You can't do, like, let's say something says, you know, you cannot do points. Like, you're a sinner, you're a bad, we're going to kill you. Okay, so it's important, I think, for you to find the, like if I speak Chinese, the translation, you need to find the translation for the points, the equivalent, and it used to be something like 1 point was 50 calories, so find the equivalent in case, because that's always changing, because that's a business, find the equivalent in case that all changes. You don't want to have to change your abstinence based on a commercial thing, because your thing is between you and God, okay? So I would recommend that you know, it's like, even though you're using the lingo points, but if they change the wording, you're not, you know that it's whatever the calories are. Okay?
I changed it twice, but I haven't translated with them.
Okay, but it's important to know that you know in you. Okay, does that sound great? Okay, do you have a food plan?
Not yet. I have to pray and meditate.
Okay, see how smart that is? She's right here right now. She's not ready to do anything more than get the win at this. When she gets the win at this, then she's going to be ready to kind of step on the gas, because she will have gone, man, I got this. Now I'm ready to dial down that oxygen a little bit, because it's our oxygen, right?
Well,
good job.
Some of your meals are weight gaining and some are weight losing, so I don't have to get stuck. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, enjoy life. Hey. Yeah, real quick.
Okay. Mine is 3 meals a day and 3 plant snacks if needed.
And excellent.
Everything's weighed and measured, or I stay within a 1,600 calorie range.
Okay. So now I've invited you to the most glamorous, the most high-end, most incredible birthday party that I'm having at my 60th. And it's on a 60-foot private yacht. She's wearing a really hot outfit with an evening bag. How are you going to weigh that?
What do you mean weigh it? Oh, weigh and measure my food? Well, I might have a bite of the cake. I'm not really a cake person.
Okay, read me your abstinence.
It's 3 meals a day, 3 plant snacks if needed. It's a nutritionist food plan.
Okay, we're not talking food plan.
Oh, okay.
Okay, tell me your abstinence. Did you hear anything about weigh and measure on the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you say about?
I weigh and measure, or stay within.
Okay. Okay. Leave out the weigh and measure with abstinence. Tell me your abstinence straight out.
3 meals a day, 3 plant snacks if needed.
Okay. It's very important that you identify exactly what a snack is.
Okay. So it would stay within that 1,600 calorie range. Or it would stay on my nutrition plan that I have.
Okay,
so
that would be a food plan.
Okay, that's confusing.
Okay, I like 3 meals a day, okay. Nothing in between, and 2 snacks,
okay.
And that your snacks are no more than maybe 100 or 200 calories or something
okay,
like
I
that.
Agree.
Okay,
yes.
As far as the 1,600 calories,
okay.
That sounds like that's starting to address your weight-losing food plan.
It is.
Okay, that goes on a food plan.
Okay.
Okay, because let's say let's say she got really, really, really sick. Let's say we're not talking about her. Let's say somebody did this thing. Thank you very much, because we're getting close. So let's say this person who did that, this on her abstinence, and she did the 1600 calorie thing. And let's say she got really, really sick. She was put in a coma or whatever. And now she's got a, and now they're making her have 2400 calories to bump her up. She's going to break her abstinence, right? No, that's not right, right? Okay. So she did, you know, the blah, 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 and left the calories on the food plan portion of it. Then she'd get the win. See? Okay, so you want to make it like that. So I hope that that was helpful. We're going to go ahead and break now for lunch. And does the committee need to close us out or anything? So God bless you. I'll see you over there, and thank you very much. Okay. Amen. I have to turn me off. Hold on 1 second. Let me get Rick.
Where did you go? Hi. Okay. Abracadabra. I'm still going.